It's your time to call the order of the Town of Square Bay Communication Committee meeting. Can I get roll call, please?
Roll call's been taken. Let the record show that Caroline Graham is absent today.
Very good. This is time for public comments. If there's any members of the public, either online or in the audience, that wishes to address the committee, this is their chance for any item that's not on the agenda tonight. Is there any members online?
There's no one online.
Kirk, any comment?
Nobody online.
The room is yours.
just me, let alone me. Everybody, how are you doing? I was, as far as communication goes, you know, I've been monitoring Nextdoor and Facebook, and great stuff that you and Carolyn are putting out there and talking about your events. I would have thought it would come from, like, the official town. I didn't see it come from the town. Maybe I missed it, but I would have, like, expected that, and then you guys, like,
well, the only events I've been promoting is just for the concert.
Right.
And that's from the Lions Club perspective.
It's right. Not the town's event. So.
Oh, it's not the town's
event.
No, it's not.
Okay. Interesting. Okay. And so the only other thing I've got is I'm planning on doing another survey. This time it's on Wednesday. And so it's going to be something along the lines of, what are your thoughts on landscaping in Discovery Bay? A, it's fine. B, needs improvement. C, needs improvement, and I'm willing to pay X dollars to make it look great. But I'm trying to ascertain how people feel and whether or not they'll actually part with the money. In doing this, I got all the information from Harrison Associates. When they propose an overlay district 2021, I haven't fully got my head around what that all means, whether or not that's in addition to the 1% of the 1%, or that includes the 1% of 1%, $716,000 per year. And it didn't mention landscaping at all in any of it, so I'm not exactly sure. But it looks like a great idea to me that, you know, we're not limited by the different buckets, so that, you know, wastewater for wastewater, so you can address landscaping with wastewater. That sounds great to me, but again, I'm just starting to get my head around it. So back to the survey, you know, that's unless you guys want to take the lead on it and do it, you know, run by me, hands off, but if not, I'm happy to do it and do that.
Thank you. Great pictures, by the way, so thank you. Still no members of the public online?
No, they're.
Then we'll close public comments and, can't approve the draft minutes because it's just myself. We'll go to updates.
Good afternoon. In your packet, you'll see the very last page that has to do with the new banners that we have. Those are in our district office. We're going to have those for our town hall meeting, put together by our GM and Beatrice. They look outstanding. So we're going to continue to keep doing that kind of stuff, just continue to promote our professionalism. One of the things that we're doing here for our banners as well is this kind of tags along to our social media component. But getting stuff like this out in our community so people can get online and join our different apps. This right here is going to be going on the fence for Summer Jam. So when people come up, they can actually use the QR code and sign up. Since they're kind of going together, I just wanted to us put together. One of the things about our social media that, this is, as you know, the slick text is somewhat of a living document. Things are changing, and we kind of tweak as we go along. One of our staff, Lori Cozart, actually put together by street, and we're going to actually change our style of what we're doing because people might not know exactly where they are. And certain areas, you know, you're in a certain zone. Others, you might be on the cusp, and you might not know exactly. And they still
I'm sorry. So the confusion lies in whether I'm in zone 8 or zone.
Right. So, for example, if you're you know, right along these borders.
Got it.
Like, okay, well, am I in there or am I not? So we're gonna actually have it by street, by color, and also with this as well. So if you're zone five, it's like, yeah, I know I'm in zone five. There's no question that I'm there. That's a separate subdivision. So we're gonna start doing that and hopefully roll these things out to get more people involved. Right now we have 577 people on our slip text. I think after the weekend, I think we're gonna get more because I think a lot of people are gonna sign up for it when they see how easy it is. That's a huge positive. And just rolling into the social media, as you know, we rolled out our government next door, and when we put that out, initially, there wasn't a lot of hits. I mean, even though I think people were looking at it, but the highest number of hits we have right now is the post that we put out regarding our month-long landscaping, what we plan on doing for the month. And last look, it was 3,300 and change of people that have actually seen that. So we're getting positive feedback. I'm looking on next door from another site, and I'm not really seeing a lot of the complaints that we were seeing before. I don't know if you know, some of the things that we're putting on next door are making a difference, letting people know where we are. So I'm hoping that's going to continue to do that. And then in about a week, week and a half, we're going to update that list and put it out. We're also going to be putting out some pictures of what we said we were going to do and what it looks like now.
A great idea.
So, you know, that was Trek and Graham's idea to, you know, get that out there. And I was surprised that that was really the biggest hits, but, you know, to this last speaker's point, it's a concern.
Yeah, okay. I don't know, at the end of the day, you know, how do you really, you know, wrap your hands around what the impetus is for someone to click on something? Mm-hmm. And you know, is it coincidental or is it incidental? You know, it's kind of hard to really.
Well, on this, we just put a list of things we were going to do. We didn't have pictures. This next post we're going to do, there will be pictures of things that we accomplished as a staff, as landscaping, and then what we plan on doing for the following month. And I think when we have those updates out there, I think the public's going to understand. It's like, okay, well, these things are getting done. Maybe not in my particular neighborhood, but maybe that's going to be next on the list.
Sure.
So that's what we're trying to really build our social media. And I think the more we do of this stuff, the better it's going to get.
Yeah, and ultimately, at the end of the day, you know, I think just the fact that if you touch people and let them know, we haven't forgot about you, we know about what your concerns are, and we're trying to address them. So.
Well, and just so you're aware, we get when people send in the emails to us.
Contact us.
Yeah. And when those happen, we need the general manager respond, which will send it to Bill and I or Monica, and we respond to all of those. So we let people know that, hey, we know it's there, and a couple of us like, yeah, we'll be doing that next month.
Sure.
And it makes a difference because people want to be heard. So.
Yeah, all good.
Yeah. And, lastly, at the next board meeting, I will be bringing a staff report regarding the AV for this room. I think we have a really good option to upgrade what we have here, and it's something that can be moved to another location should we need to. So that will be at the next board meeting.
But didn't we authorize expenditure for an upgrade? We haven't done that yet.
We talked about it.
Okay.
I had a hard time finding a vendor, and when I did find a vendor, he flaked, and then this other vendor has been really, really good. So
which of these banners? Are you doing both banners, or what are the banners?
Yeah, there's both of those.
Yeah. I like above.
Yeah, we have them in the district office right now. So yeah, we're ready to see them. Yeah.
Yeah, it's quality. Mm-hmm.
Well, Kirk, do you have more public any comments?
I would put a big arrow, say, to our board to join here. And make it just dead fish slap in the face. This is how you do it. That's just showing my head down.
Of course, if the town wants a booth at the Summer Jam, we're more than welcome to have you there. If you can encourage the residents to come sign up directly. So that didn't go very far. All right, well, if there's nothing else, then meeting adjourned.